Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. All right, friend, we did it. We're on our final Habit Loop Bootcamp episode. This is 7 of 7 of this 7-part series. Did you just think of Monica from Friends? 7. If you know, you know. If you're a millennial, you know. So I hope you've loved this series and you're taking advantage of doing Habit Loop Bootcamp. It's linked in the show notes to really help you create your own habit loops, right? Make sure to go back and listen to the other episodes, including 10 more habit loops around food freedom and movement. We also just updated the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course, our signature program, with 150 plus new habit loops around mindset, movement, and food freedom, all based on the challenges that I've heard from you all. And 2 bonus lessons on bad habit loops and daily, weekly, and monthly habits. So go check it out. Now, when it comes to mindset, this is personally the fundamental need I struggle with the most. I, in particular, really turn to negative self-talk sometimes. And I can create a habit loop and have to take a step back and see what is triggering this for me. When I chat with you all, with clients, and from surveys from my audience too, when it comes to mindset, you really struggle with self-care, organization, and confidence, right? Like actually taking care of yourself, setting boundaries, saying no, having some white space in your life, like losing the chaos, organizing like your schedule for the week and decluttering your home and the spillover that happens when we're so overwhelmed. And just the confidence, not just like body confidence, but like how we talk to ourselves as well. So like we've been chatting about during this habit loop series, habit loops are a great easy win for you, right? It's one thing to want to change something. It's another thing to take intentional action, and habit loops help you do that. It will help you build that confidence and momentum. And it just becomes part of your lifestyle, right? The habits you have around mindset that aren't serving you are unfortunately part of your lifestyle. And we have to be super intentional with mindset. It's one that we often neglect with our health. We get so caught up in working out and eating healthy, which is important, but I don't think you realize how important that is for your mindset. Like a lot of times, most of the time I'm working out for my mental health. The physical is just like a positive after effect on the other side. This is that training for life mentality, girl. It is training for life. So I wanted to share 10 mindset habit loops to really help inspire you to take action in taking care of your mental health. So let's talk about it. First one, daily 15-minute organization session. Ooh, this one's good. So the cue is set a daily reminder on your phone or a specific time of the day, like designate it, that you'll have a few minutes to spare. The routine is dedicate 10, 15 minutes to tackle a small organizing task, like decluttering a drawer, like sorting your clothes that you don't wear anymore really quick, sorting the mail, tidying up like your kitchen counter. I know that's where we always get busy, or like your desk at work. The reward is enjoy a clear, more organized space, not just like actually physically seeing it, but decluttering your mind as well. Second, morning gratitude practice. The cue is set an alarm or place a note by your bedside to remind you to practice gratitude upon waking up. Routine is spend 5 minutes each morning writing down 3 things you're grateful for. The reward is feelings of contentment, positivity to start your day. The third one, daily affirmations. So set a reminder on your phone or choose a specific trigger like brushing your teeth or making coffee. I love brushing your teeth as a cue. The routine is repeat positive affirmations aloud silently for like 2-3 minutes, right? Each morning. I found a really fun one on YouTube. I have clients I've created walking meditations for them. I personally don't like listening to my own voice doing these meditations, but they really like them. The reward is increased self-confidence and resilience throughout the day. 4, a self-care ritual. So this cue is schedule a specific time in your daily routine, like after putting the kids to bed or during your lunch break. Those are 2 big cues that I do with a lot of my clients. Routine is do a self-care activity of your choice. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's reading. Maybe you take a bath. Just 15 minutes, girl. That's it. The reward is feelings of relaxation. You are prioritizing your well-being, just recharging your batteries. Number 5, outdoor break. So set a timer, have a specific time of day where alarm or a trigger goes off and go outside. Like I literally walked outside yesterday, and I like to go outside barefoot and do grounding, like have my feet to like the grass. My dog was laying out there too, and it was windy, and I actually stood and I turned towards the sun and the wind was blowing through my hair. I opened up my palms like to heaven and was like, thank you, God. And I felt so much better. I literally stood there for just 2 minutes and breathed. Is increased mental clarity and a mood boost just from the exposure to sunlight, but also grounding, like actually putting your physical feet to like actual ground, not just pavement, is really good for you. We've had an episode on that a couple years ago as well. 6, a random act of kindness. I love this one. So look for opportunities to perform a random act of kindness, you know, noticing someone in need. The routine is take action by offering assistance, give compliments. That's one of my favorite ones. Like if I see a girl, like her hair is like so pretty, or I love her outfit, I try to go out of my way to say something about that to her that I truly do like love, like genuinely. Because if I ever get a compliment like that, I am like, girl, you have just made my day. Thank you. And it feels good to be able to make someone else's day. So that's the reward, right? It's a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction and stepping outside yourself. Number seven, quality time with loved ones. Like we are like ships passing in the night sometimes with our spouses, right? We need some intentional time. So block off a dedicated time in your schedule for connecting with your loved ones or even your kids too. I have a teen and preteen, and sometimes it's hard to spend time with them because they're so busy and they want to be with their friends. My oldest just turned 16. He's going to be driving on his own here in a few months soon. And, you know, I want that intentional time with him. And you have to have some type of cue. So maybe it's like a weekly habit, like we talked about in our previous episode. Engage in like a meaningful interaction. Maybe you could play a game. Maybe it's a conversation, or maybe just watching funny dog videos, which we do a lot. And the reward is that enhanced feeling of closeness, right? Number eight, just a daily reflection. So set a reminder in the evening to engage in reflection, maybe before bedtime or after you do like your daily responsibilities. It could even be like as you like close up shop for work, right? The routine is take a few minutes to journal about your day. You can even have like a physical cue of a journal on your desk at work. The reward is increased self-awareness, personal growth. Don't focus on the negative there, but really focusing on what you accomplished today. Number nine, setting boundaries. Ooh, a cue is paying attention to feelings of overwhelm, stress. Like when you start feeling that feeling, like where there's like an elephant sitting on your chest and you're just like, oh, I'm feeling so overwhelmed. Say no. Like when you get an invitation to do something, like I'm all about JOMO now, like the joy of missing out versus the fear of missing out, because I'm so overscheduled and overstimulated. And I want to say yes to everything, but I've really taken a step back and been okay saying no to things. The reward is reduced stress and increased self-respect for yourself. And lastly, mindful breathing. We love box breathing. That's a really great one. This is a really great time to do maybe midday, because maybe you're noticing a little tension in your shoulders. You have a daily work call maybe, and maybe you want to emotionally eat instead of box breathing, which I get, girl. So the cue is, maybe you're feeling that tension or it's a specific time of day. The routine is take a few moments to focus on your breath, inhaling deeply, exhaling through the mouth, maybe even using like a YouTube video to help you walk through this or a meditation app. The reward is a sense of calm. You're regulating your nervous system when you do that. I think we forget about that as a form of movement, right? Regulating your nervous system, which we all need to do. Cortisol levels, we could go on and on. We've had episodes about this. So we dig deeper into higher level habit strategy with mindset. And honestly, it's an ongoing process in our programs and really for me too, because we go through different seasons of our life, right? And it's okay to pivot and reevaluate, but you always have to take care of yourself, mama. You have to. So I hope today inspires you to take action with these 10 movement habit loops. Let me know if you create some habit loops like this and how they're working for you. I love hearing from you all, and I hope you have enjoyed this Habit Loop Bootcamp series. And there's so many different ways we look at habit strategy. We do it in a really strategic way inside of my pod course, but Habit Loops is just a really simple way for you to get started without going too deep in habit strategy. So give it a try. Give it a try. Try not to do it with that all or nothing mentality, which we talk about so much here. And just know that it's not your fault. Your habits haven't been sticking. We just have to do them differently. I'm rooting for you, girlfriend.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.